This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope.
Welcome back to this segment. We're going to still talk to Richard Reeves, our reporter who's been on the ground in New Hampshire and Iowa. We're going to ask him a couple of questions about what he thinks is ahead in South Carolina. Of course, Ben Carson didn't really campaign much in New Hampshire. He's going to be going to South Carolina. But, of course, Cruz looks like he's going to become more of a factor in South Carolina. That's a more conservative area than New Hampshire. He still came in third place in New Hampshire. He claims that that was a win, you know, because, I mean, you know, third place is a win for Rubio in Iowa, right? Bronze is the new gold. Well, so he came in third place. I guess he had a win there. But he will be more of a factor in South Carolina.
Absolutely. I think that Ted Cruz actually is going to garner the number two position in primary voting, barring black box voting being engaged, and look for Donald Trump in the upcoming South Carolina election to get up into the 40 percentage points. I think that I think Donald Trump has been paying a retail politic penalty. Mm-hmm. I think that, like I said, in Iowa, retail politics, Ted Cruz shaking hands. In New Hampshire, John Kasich shaking hands, looking people in the eye. They garnered the retail politic benefits. Well, that's not going to be as big a factor. Well,
certainly when you see something like Chris Christie calling up Donald Trump to talk to him, that's a recognition by somebody who's probably a lot more savvy than, say, Rick Santorum in terms of, you know, Rick Santorum endorsed Rubio. It's a lot more, I think Chris Christie is a lot more politically savvy, so it's kind of a recognition of him being far and away the front leader there. I thought it was interesting in terms of talking about Cruz. I mean, he is the consummate sneaky politician, not only with what he did as the Iowa caucuses were beginning, telling people that he thought that Carson would, you know, spreading the rumor that Carson was going to be dropping out. But then he went to New Hampshire, and he started telling people, started raising expectations for Marco Rubio, saying, I think it's quite possible Marco Rubio might come in first. Well, he ought to be coming in first place.
Actually, prior to the Saturday debate, that's how it looked. I think that was a real assessment by Cruz, because that's actually what I was saying.
Yeah, really? I didn't see that in any of the polls.
Oh, yeah. They were lavishing on Marco Rubio coming out of Iowa. Remember, said, oh, wow, what a wonderful performance, third place in Iowa. Yeah. Marco Mentum.
But so, I never saw any polls where he was any closer than, say, 14 or 15%, in actual polls. I know the media was pushing it that way. I know Cruz was trying to build expectations that way. But there was never any evidence of that in terms of any polls. And as Politico pointed out, they called his suggestion mischievous.
Well, but 14, 15% in this particular race in New Hampshire garners him a third place over Cruz if he gets the 14 or 15%. So. Mm-hmm. Would have been another third for Marco. Not much Marco momentum there. Yeah. But well, Saturday knocked the wind out of Marco's sails. But they're not done. You know, New World Order, they've got, you know, we talked about the splitter strategy on a previous interview back in December with Rob Dew, the splitter strategy where the establishment basically, they've got, let's say Chris Christie drops out. So we're talking about Kasich, Bush, Rubio, three establishment candidates, and then you'll have Trump, and then Cruz, who we don't know who he's going to double cross somebody. Cruz is either going to double cross the constitutionalists, the patriots, or he's going to double cross the money master, the Goldman Sachs, the New World Order. We just don't know yet.
Well, I mean, who do you think he would double cross? You think he's going to double cross the money masters? I mean, he has brought in more money than pretty much anybody else on that side, except for Jeb, okay, in terms of big donations. He's been right up there with Jeb and Hillary in terms of the money from the bankers and Wall Street and the super PACs and that sort of thing.
Well, then it sounds like, you know,
I think it's case. I think the people are going to get the shaft. So are going to be the mainstream conservative libertarian voters from Ted Cruz. I don't think he's going to give the shaft to Goldman Sachs.
Well, if that's the case with the money, then yes, we're in trouble. So potentially it's going to boil down to Donald Trump versus four establishment people, which we talked about the splitter strategy. Donald Trump needs to be getting 60% of the delegates. The sooner that starts happening, the better. The sooner he starts getting over that 50% threshold in the primaries with the popular vote, then the closer he can get to getting those delegates.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we just have put up an article that Chris Christie has, in fact, dropped out of the race. You can see that at InfoWars.com. We'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, we're going to go to the vice president of the Border Patrol Association, and his name is Sean Moran. He testified a year ago for Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee about the problems at the border. You know, we're all frustrated about what's going on with the open borders, and no one is more frustrated about it than the Border Patrol itself. They're very angry about the fact that our government is essentially telling them to stand down, to release people that are coming into our country, that are being intercepted, caught, given court dates, they're not showing up. So the response of the Obama administration was, well, let's just let them go, because it looks bad when people don't show up to court. We had an article last week from the president of the National Border Patrol Council, who said, we might as well abolish our immigration laws. And that's true. We might as well just do that, I guess, if we're not going to enforce that. But that's essentially what our president has done by executive order. He has essentially abolished our immigration laws. So we're going to talk to Sean Moran again. He is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. You can find him at bpunion.org. You can get information about this the council that he's part of, and they represent Border Patrol officers who are the front line on the border, and they are very, very concerned about what they see happening, very frustrated about this. Actually, they represent 18,000 Border Patrol agents and support personnel assigned to the U.S. border. So joining us now is Sean Moran. Thank you for speaking to us, Mr. Moran.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on the show.
Now, we've got a lot of people concerned about what's going on. We see what's happening. I was just in the Big Bend region with my wife last week, and, of course, we were there, we got the Rio Grande, a very narrow, shallow river. As we were walking around a canyon there, went around a corner, there was a guy who was serenading us on the other side, a Mexican guy. He had a tip jar on the American side. They're going back and forth very easily with that, and yet there was no presence in terms of Border Patrol there. As we left the park, about 40 miles north of the park, there was a permanent station set up on one of the roads going north, and they were just asking people, are you an American citizen? And we'd say, yeah. You know, they'd say, well, go ahead. What does that accomplish? Are you frustrated by that kind of approach?
Well, we are, because that is part of our defense in depth, but we've forgotten about certain parts of the strategy. Under Operation Gatekeeper, Operation Hold the Line in El Paso, that all started in the mid to late 90s, you're supposed to have agents at the border stopping people from coming in, apprehending the ones that are there. You have those permanent checkpoints that you referenced, and those are set up so that we can interdict people and drugs on the way to major cities in the U.S., and then we're supposed to have Interior Patrol. Unfortunately, you don't have Border Patrol agents going out there doing that. It's been delegated away to ICE, and ICE seems more interested in doing other types of activity that don't really relate to immigration enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, there's another one that we encountered close to Corpus Christi. There's a couple of different roads that we can go south from Austin to Corpus Christi. And as we go down one route down, there's no permanent station, and another route that's coming up, there is a permanent station. So I would assume that the drug cartels know where these permanent locations are. I wouldn't think that would be very effective.
Yeah, obviously the permanent ones are well known, and we try to set up what are called tactical checkpoints, where we give little notice and we put them up so that we can hopefully interdict people. We've found that the temporary checkpoints are far more effective than permanent checkpoints on every road, because they will just find a way around them. So the effectiveness is definitely cut down if they're open all the time. If you can randomize it and use them to help apprehend and interdict drugs and people, then they're far more effective.
It just, from our perspective, I mean, it just seems like there are these stations that are set up that don't really do anything except harass American citizens, and yet there's no presence at the actual border itself from our perspective.
Well, it's two different things, because you have stations that have that are checkpoint stations. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. But then you also have stations that work the border itself. Okay. I think both types of stations are undermanned. And at any one time, you could have, depending on how many linear miles of border you have, it could be quite a bit of territory that you have to cover. So you can't see a Border Patrol agent linking arms from Brownsville to San Diego.
Right. I'm
not sure that could ever happen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of frustration with the public. I mean, looking at the response from the exit polls and the election that we saw yesterday in New Hampshire, it was a big issue in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is a long way from the border. But you had 63% of Republican New Hampshire voters said a candidate would need to agree with them on immigration. And what they said was 86% of them said illegal immigrants had broken the law, should be penalized. 83% said illegal immigrants harm national security. More than 75% said that illegal immigrants were driving down wages. So even in a northern state like New Hampshire, as far away from the border, because most of this is happening with the southern border, they're very concerned about it. They feel that it is something that when they talk about harming national security, they're concerned that terrorist organizations are going to come in, drug gangs are going to come in. They feel that it's driving down wages. So there's frustration that nothing is being done. But I understand you're frustrated as well because you've got an administration that is has decided that they're essentially going to abolish the immigration laws by executive order. And that's what the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, said last week. He said, we might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. You've got a policy where they are telling you that you have to release people because they're not showing up to court. Just let them go and do not track them. Talk to us about that.
Well, first, let me say I believe immigration affects every community in this country, and I think that's why we see such a importance in the current presidential elections and in places like New Hampshire. New Hampshire knows about the borders. They have, I believe it's over 100 miles of border with Canada, so they know what it's like. They know the threat is real, that people can slip across the Canadian border just as easily, probably easier than they can with the U.S.-Mexico border. But the Obama administration, getting back to that, they have enacted executive actions and policies that have gutted our immigration enforcement, and it runs counter to what the American people want. I think over the past 10 years, we have seen an increase in awareness of the border, support for Border Patrol agents, support for immigration enforcement. And that's just not happening because we are carving out whole sections of the law and throwing them away so that Border Patrol agents are effectively handcuffed and unable to do their job as they're supposed to do.
One of the things that they're doing now in this new policy from Obama is you're looking at people and say that, well, as long as they don't have a previous felony arrest conviction, as long as they claim to have been continuously in the United States since January of 2014, you have to release them. And, of course, the point is they can just claim that they've been here. They don't have to prove that in any way. That's absolutely amazing. That really is just shutting down the border, the immigration laws.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it's irresponsible. Anytime we have any type of curtailment of enforcement or we have a new policy that might restrict something we can do, previous to our current, I'll use this as an example, our current pursuit policy, when we have criminals that are trying to abscond in a vehicle, during the 1990s and early 2000s, we basically had no pursuit policy. If anybody committed any type of traffic infraction or failed to stop for a Border Patrol vehicle, we were ordered to shut down the pursuit, turn around, and go the other way. And we often left other agencies holding the bag on that. If it crashed and burned or people were killed in the pursuit, other agencies had to clean up the mess. And that is just wrong. This is an immigration violation. It may be a Homeland Security violation or a customs violation, and that's our responsibility to deal with. So it shouldn't be agencies like the Texas Rangers or Arizona DPS or California Highway Patrol that have to deal with criminals like this that are fleeing through their towns. So these groups, these smuggling organizations, know very quickly what our restrictions are, how far we can go, what we can do, how we respond. And they will exploit that. And we're seeing that in South Texas with all the unaccompanied minors and the family groups that are coming across. This is a huge payday for the cartels because they are able to use them as cover to distract and preoccupy Border Patrol agents. And then they're able to run the people and drugs and weapons and whatever they want. It could be potential terrorists across the Rio Grande, basically unimpeded.
You know, we're seeing different stories from the press. We see kind of the liberal media saying, oh, well, the number of crossings has declined from a month ago. Yet we've seen Governor Abbott and Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar asking Obama why the number of Border Patrol agents are being cut in half. And they point out that if you look at a 3 or 4 month period, it's up 170% versus a year ago. You know, you can cherry pick data and things are going to go up or down based on weather, based on holiday seasons, that sort of thing. But that's what the liberal press is doing. They're cherry picking that. But when you look at a few months, you've got both Republicans and Democrats saying we've got 170% increase, and yet you're cutting the number of Border Patrol agents by 50%. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to Sean Moran. I want to get your feedback on that. Again, it's a bipartisan concern about what's going on at the border. We'll be right back with Sean Moran, and he is with the National Border Patrol Council.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food, even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants, it doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
You take a mortal man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Sean Moran. He's the Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. You know, when we look at the election results in New Hampshire, we look at the strong showing of Donald Trump, the key factor in Donald Trump's rise has been the public's frustration with open borders and how that's been shut down. And, of course, it's not just the public's frustration with it. The Border Patrol is frustrated with this. They're very concerned about what's going on. I want to play for you real quickly a clip from the Border Patrol talking about how they're essentially completing the smuggling process.
But let me ask you about this. When you say that the federal government's aiding and abetting, sounds like they're supposed to be protecting this border. You mean aiding and abetting. What do you mean specifically?
Actually, what's happening is that the federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle by having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border, having them smuggled. That is only part of the smuggling cycle. Then it comes to the federal government steps in, we apprehend them, we process these illegal aliens, and then we release them to their family members in the U.S. We just completed that smuggling cycle. Now, why would anybody want to hire a smuggler when the U.S. government is actually doing it for free?
Exactly. Now, that's Hector Garza. He's a Border Patrol agent. We're talking to the Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, Sean Moran. Just as we went to break, we were talking about the plans by the feds to cut border monitoring by half. And the governor here in Texas, as well as Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, they're in a border area of Texas, are asking why. We see a 170% increase from a year ago in terms of the number of crossings. Go ahead.
You know, Adrian. 2014 was the highest year, and then 2015 was surprisingly the second highest year that they've seen in the Rio Grande Valley. But to listen to the Obama administration and to some in the media, you would think that everything was under control in 2015. But historically, it was a very high year, but it didn't compare. It wasn't as high as 2014, so it was a non-story. But now the numbers are higher than 2014. We don't know if that will continue. We don't know why it has dropped a bit, but even with the dropping, our agents are still overwhelmed in the Rio Grande Valley and need the assistance. We're not sending agents down there currently on temporary duty status, and we believe that the manpower needs to be supplemented and that we need to continue to enforce the border down there and try to regain control.
Now, you testified about a year ago, February 4th, 2015, you testified before the U.S. Senate's Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. You were talking about what had, at that point, was the recent push towards amnesty by the Obama administration. Tell us about your concerns with that and how you see that exacerbating the situation.
Well, anytime we talk about amnesty or immigration reform or any type of adjustment in our immigration policies, we see an increase out in the field of people coming across, and it comes through all our different sectors. Primarily along the southwest border, but we still see some on the Canadian border as well. So it puts our people in danger. And I think what Mr. Garza was also referencing is the fact that we are giving people exactly what they want, and we've created no disincentive for them to come to the United States. If they know that they are going to be released into the United States, which was their goal in the first place, that word is going to spread, and we believe that's why we're seeing more unaccompanied minors again and more families coming through the Rio Grande Valley from Central America. And we said that in 2014. We said we need to hold these people pending their hearings, and if they're allowed to stay by an immigration judge, that's fine. They're then following the law. But if they're not, they need to be removed from the country. They can't be given a notice to appear and a court date that may be 2 years down the road. Because, one, they're never going to show up, and, two, the word is going to spread that, hey, we're going to be here in America for at least a few years. You might as well come up from Honduras or whatever country they're coming from at that time.
Well, of course, we've incentivized them coming, and that's what the amnesty does. We give, and that's my concern about it. I would like to be able to move about freely. I don't want to be carded when I move about in my country within the borders, or I would prefer not even to be carded, really, honestly, as I'm crossing a border. I mean, we used to not have that kind of a situation. It is a function of the fact that we've created a welfare state, and once we create a massive welfare state, an entitlement state, and say that we're going to extend those benefits to people who are not citizens, we cannot sustain that in this country. We cannot provide a free education to anyone who wants to come here from wherever in the world, give them benefits that are superior even to people who have lived here all of their lives, paid taxes all of their lives. There's no way that we can sustain that. You understand that even if you don't see the tax bill, if you're a renter, you may not see the itemization, but it's the schools that are one of the key things that you're paying for in your property taxes. You're not going to be able to afford a home if we're going to provide free education to everyone from every country in the world without any qualification, without any control. We'll be right back with Sean Moran.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Sean Moran. He's Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. As we pointed out last week, the President of the Border Patrol Council said, the way the Obama administration is moving in the new directions that they've given us to release people, if they claim that they've been here since January 2014, they don't have to substantiate that. If they don't have any felonies, we have to release them, and we cannot track them. And so that kind of frustration, we're all frustrated with what we see in terms of the open borders, but certainly the Border Patrol itself is frustrated with this. I mean, clearly the public frustration with what's going on is what is behind the massive rise of Donald Trump. That has been his key issue from the very beginning. We've got to do something about the border. If we don't have a border, we don't have a nation. And quite frankly, as long as we've got a welfare state, as I was saying in the last segment, if we've got a welfare state and we're not going to control access to that welfare state, but we're going to open it up to the entire world and we're going to give them access to free education and other issues, we will cease to exist not only just as a national entity, but we will bankrupt ourselves. And, of course, that's the plan. Socialists came out with that plan back in the 1960s. A couple of socialist economists, Cloward and Piven, said that's what we need to do. We need to tear down America so we can then rebuild it into a socialist utopia. The way we're going to do that is by offering an expanded welfare state that bankrupts the system. I want to go back to Officer Moran and talk to him about what is ahead with this. But before we do, I want to let you know about a couple of specials that we've got that are ending today at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, we have our new product, Anthroplex. We've had an introductory sell with that. If you buy that along with Super Male Vitality, you get both of those for 15% off plus free shipping. And again, they are designed to work together to complement each other. Super Male Vitality, our liquid formulation of ingredients, and this new twice-daily pill formulation, Anthroplex. We also have another sale that is ending today. Silver Bullet, 15% off. That ends tonight. And again, with both of those, you get an additional 10% off if you choose to get auto ship, which means that you will not run out of supply. You pick the interval at which you would like to have it shipped to you, and we guarantee that you'll get that. And we will also give you an additional 10%. We have a new special as well, 15% off Prostagard. That is a key supplement for men as you get older. It has a blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, copper, and many other key ingredients. Again, 15% off Prostagard, and that is a new special that's just starting, but the special for Silver Bullet and Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together, 15% off. Those two sales will end tonight. Now, Officer Moran, as we're looking at this, one of the things that, you know, clearly it's not sustainable from an economic situation if we're just going to have open borders and we're going to have amnesty and we're going to let everyone come here and get a free education. But the other issue is what's going on with the war on drugs, and whether it's an intended or an unintended consequence, we've seen the rise of these very dangerous gangs in Mexico. Talk to us about the concerns that the Border Patrol has and what you faced in terms of MS-13 and some of these very, very vicious and violent gangs that have been fostered by the war on drugs in Mexico.
Yeah, the drug war obviously is a very profitable enterprise for these cartels. They are businesses, and they are looking to get product to the United States to fuel the demand. And so they're willing to do whatever it takes, including kill Border Patrol agents to get their drugs across. And one of the trends that we're seeing is a decrease in the amount of marijuana that we're encountering. Yet the numbers of seizures of coke and heroin, methamphetamine, while the numbers aren't going up, the total weight that we're catching per seizure has almost doubled, where it was pretty rare to see 20 to 30 pounds of cocaine, methamphetamine, or heroin. We're now routinely seeing 50, 60, even sometimes 70 pounds in vehicle loads.
Hmm. I find that interesting because, you know, of course, the reason that that marijuana is declining is because I think it's been legalized in several different Western states. And so now there is a legal alternative to this. And so we see the profit center for the, if you want to call them that, the mafia, the drug mafia, is now declining, just as we saw with alcohol prohibition. You had it run by the gangs like Al Capone, and then when it became legalized, they had to move to different areas. They didn't go away. They moved into different areas because once you create these monsters, they tend to hang around. So they got other things, other games that they can get into, like human trafficking. Of course, that's one aspect of it that's very dangerous. But these gangs are far more dangerous than the old Al Capone gangs. I mean, when we look at the number of people that have been killed in Mexico with the war on drugs, we look at the tactics that they use with beheadings. I mean, talk to us about the concerns that and the things that you face as Border Patrol agents when you confront these violent gangs, because you're out in areas where you really don't you've got issues in terms of communication. You're patrolling very remote areas over large areas, and it's difficult to get backup in some cases, isn't it?
That's correct. The hiring announcements when we are recruiting Border Patrol agents specifically spell out that you will often work at night alone in remote areas far from backup. There's been times that it's not uncommon for Border Patrol agents to be 90 minutes away by vehicle from their nearest backup.
Wow.
So you are always outnumbered. When dealing with the cartels, you're very often outgunned. And you're working areas like outside of Ajo, Arizona, and in the Big Bend National Park, which are very remote, very rough terrain. So it's a very difficult job. It's a very dangerous job. We've lost 120 agents in the line of duty since 1924. And most of those have occurred, the majority of them have occurred since the implementation of our forward deployed strategy under Operation Gatekeeper and Operation Hold the Line.
You know, it's the sort of thing, too, that it seems like it's increasing the violence in Mexico that's based on the drug war. I know that my son and the church that we were involved in North Carolina before we moved out here to Texas, they would do regular mission trips down to Mexico. And the border town there, things got so difficult at that orphanage that they stopped the trips with the younger people going down there to help them because it got too dangerous on the Mexican side. And yet we're seeing that kind of violence spill over into Texas as well.
Yeah, it's true. When I'm asked about going to Mexico, they ask where they should go and what's the safest place. And I tell them that the safest course of action is not to go. I know most Border Patrol agents will not go down to Mexico, and I've seen many NGOs, such as church groups, stop some of these service trips because of the violence that takes place. But now we're seeing it in America, and it's not just Texas. It's Arizona. It's California. And if we do not take the threat seriously, we will continue to see things like this. And we need to crack down on the cartels and any type of operations that they're conducting north of the border.
Let me ask you, because this all plays a very, very big part in the elections that we're looking at here. As everybody knows, it's what's behind the rise of Donald Trump. We look at the things that are driving the violence. Again, when we see that marijuana is legalized in several states out west, all of a sudden they stop bringing marijuana across. But then they move to something else that's illegal at that point. And if they stop the war on drugs, I'm assuming that they will move to human trafficking, something else like that. But what do you think is the solution to this? Do you think that a wall at the border is going to be something that's practical, or are there going to be ways to go under it, over it, around it, to bribe their way through it?
Well, I hope it won't be the last one. I think it would. I'd be very disappointed if Border Patrol agents were to succumb to corruption to allow people through the fence. Many of the corruption cases we see within CBP occur at ports of entry, but that's not to say that we haven't had corrupt Border Patrol agents. I just hope that we can root out those that are going to be corrupt and get them out of the Border Patrol so that the public does have faith in us. But when it comes to the fence is one tool that we have in our proverbial toolbox. If you build a 20-foot fence, the smugglers are going to build a 21-foot ladder.
Yeah.
And in fact, they have that someone that we call the ladder man. When you're working in an urban area or an area that has the double-layer fence, when the human smugglers try to bring a group across, they have one man whose sole job is to carry the ladder. It's usually made out of rebar. And he hooks it on the secondary fence, and the group goes up and over, and he brings the fence back to Mexico. So they know how to counter our operations and try to exploit any seam that they find. So the fence is just one part of the overall strategy. It has been fantastic at stopping vehicle loads from coming across the border. It has almost eliminated that. But in terms of human smuggling, it is a speed bump that slows it down, allows agents in our more urban areas like San Diego, Nogales, anywhere that there's a city and you have infrastructure right near the city, it has helped slow down the human traffic. I think the real solution is, and it's one that Washington doesn't want to talk about and very few legislators actually want us to do, and that's by policy. And that is to go out and fully enforce our authority and go out and do our job. But both parties are to blame. They have their own reasons why they want us to look effective without actually being effective.
Yeah.
And I think it really lies within the policy and taking the leash off of the Border Patrol and immigration officers to go out there and let us enforce the immigration laws of the United States.
I agree. I think enforcement is part of it, but I think the key thing is the way that our government is currently incentivizing this. And of course, you pointed that out when you testified in the Senate a year ago. I mean, when you people, as you pointed out in your testimony, you said in deciding whether or not to attempt to enter the country illegally, individuals are going to weigh the risks and the potential rewards. And what we have done under the Obama administration is we have really ramped up the potential rewards and we have reduced the risks down to zero.
Well, I wouldn't say the risks are zero because it is a very dangerous journey. So the risks are more physical, crossing a river, drowning in the river, being assaulted, any type of criminal activity that could happen in Mexico as you're transiting through the country to get to the United States. But we need to have tough enforcement here at home, and we need to allow our people to go out and do their jobs. And that's why the 21,000 Border Patrol agents that are out there are frustrated. Morale is low because they're not being allowed to do the job that these very patriotic Americans thought they were going to be able to do. So it's disheartening for Border Patrol agents, and we continue to hire them, and we question why anyone would want to come into a job like this right now when you're not allowed to do it. And our own president and his administration seem to be doing everything to counter Border Patrol agents and to limit our effectiveness.
Oh, absolutely. They seem to be doing everything they can to counter our ability to earn a living. I mean, we've got workers being imported. We've got jobs being exported. We've got borders being taken down left and right. And yeah, you're right. There are no it's not a zero risk. I was thinking of it in terms of zero legal risk once they get into the country. He's basically reduced that to nothing. So we're not going to have you appear at court anymore. We're not going to track you. You're free to go. You made it across the border. And let's talk about that, because we see all this about minors who are coming across. But, of course, minors can be people who are maybe even MS-13 gang members who are up to, 18 years old. And yet we see this being portrayed as 8-year-olds who are showing up at the border with their teddy bears. Is that really the case? And that they're coming here as totally unaccompanied minors? I mean, are parents turning their kids over to human traffic smugglers, or is it not happening in the numbers that we've been told in the press?
You know, it really runs the whole spectrum. You do see the ones that are truly unaccompanied minors. Most times they are with an older cousin or an uncle that may be a teenager. Most are accompanied by someone that they know, but there are cases where, and in some extreme cases, very young children are being turned over to smugglers and being put in this very dangerous position, riding the train known as the Beast to get to the northern border of Mexico and try to cross into the United States. So it is a very dangerous situation, but it's not all 3-year-olds with their teddy bears, like you mentioned. It is anywhere from babies all the way up to 18-year-olds.
Yeah, because it's not really, we're not going to say, a lot of these immigrants are not just coming from Mexico or not just coming across the border from Mexico. A lot of these that are coming through here are from Central America. So they've got a very long journey. They're not going to make that as an unaccompanied minor. I mean, they've got to have some family members, but I guess technically they're unaccompanied if they don't have their mother and father with them. They could have an extended family member with them, but they would still be considered to be an unaccompanied minor. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're seeing all sorts of situations in terms of family relations and who's bringing them here. And it's not just Central Americans and it's not just Mexicans. We're seeing an increase in Cubans trying to get to the southern border prior to any possible adjustment in their immigration situation. And we're also seeing people from the Middle East. There is a definite pathway from the Middle East, a smuggling route that is ending up on our southern border. And we're seeing that from San Diego sector all the way to the Rio Grande Valley sector. And it's a concern for us. So it's not just South Texas. We're seeing it throughout the border right now. Central Americans, Cubans, and people from Syria, from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan. You name it, we are seeing it, and we're doing our best to go out there and make sure that they're arrested.
And that's what our reporters were seeing when they went to the border. We saw a sign that was in multiple languages. I think even Chinese was there. You got Chinese people coming through the border as well, don't you?
Yeah, we've had Chinese coming for many years, as long as I've been in the Border Patrol. About once or twice a year, my station in Southern California, we would catch somebody from China. And it happens throughout. You see it on the northern border as well. Our agents will arrest anybody that is here illegally. It doesn't matter what country you're from.
How does it kind of break down in terms of people coming across the border? I mean, are they... if somebody's coming from China, a lot of those people might just come with an airplane ticket and just overstay their visa or whatever. But how does that break down in terms of people who are directly crossing the border surreptitiously versus people who are coming in with a plane? And is most of the traffic that's coming across the border, is there a much higher percentage of that is drug cartel related? And are, you know, how does it break down in terms of people who are just coming here as immigrants who want to live?
Well, if you can get here on some type of visa and then overstay that visa, you're going to do that. But primarily on the southern border, it is mostly Mexican because of the proximity. We're on the border with Mexico. So it makes sense that we're going to see the majority of them from Mexico. But we will see people from all over the world make their way to Mexico in the hopes of crossing into the United States.
Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Sean Moran, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastic that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Enproplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Enproplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Enproplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What if I say I'm not like the other? What if I say I'm not just another boy? You're a defender. What if I...
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking to the Vice President of the Border Patrol Council, and we're asking him about the frustrations of his job. Of course, the frustrations that we all have with the open borders and the consequences of it are what are really driving the forces behind the support of Donald Trump. That's what we see happening. But we've seen the Border Patrol Council complaining that what Obama is doing in terms of incentivizing open borders, in terms of taking away the penalties involved with this, they said this is essentially just striking down the immigration laws. So I want to go back and continue asking him what he thinks the solution is to this. But before I do, I just real quickly want to let you know about a couple of specials that are going to be ending today at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, our introductory special for Anthroplex, the formulation that synergistically works with Supermale Vitality, that is ending today. If you get the two of those together, you get 15% off plus free shipping. Also, Silver Bullet, 15% off plus free shipping. And with either of those, you can also get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Both of those are ending today. We have a new special also that is beginning today, and that is 15% off of Prostaguard. Again, you can find all of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Mr. Moran, as we're looking at this and we look at the frustration that you feel, that we feel, we have, again, this situation, and it's not just Republicans who are concerned about this. We've got a Democrat congressman who is on the border there from Laredo, Henry Cuellar, talking with Governor Abbott concerned. They sent a letter to DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, said the cut to the requested 3,850 hours of aerial detection and monitoring in 2016 amounts to a 50% less coverage than in recent years. Here we look at this, and people who are concerned about this, who try to portray this as families that are being split, criticize our policy, criticize the Border Patrol, and yet Mexico and these other countries are not opening up their border for open immigration. They're not offering free college tuition and welfare to the people who come into their country. I don't really understand the resentment from many of the people who think that we shouldn't be patrolling our borders, that we shouldn't have some say-so if we're going to offer a welfare state on this side.
Yeah, I think if you stop patrolling your borders, you cease to be a nation. And every nation that is a sovereign nation has the right to defend itself and patrol its borders. And while it is frustrating to us that we're just being placed out there basically as human scarecrows, we think we need to be stronger in our enforcement, and it all comes down to policy. And President Obama has shown that by his executive actions and by restricting the Border Patrol's effectiveness through policy.
Yeah, that's a good point to say that you're out there as human scarecrows. I guess you really must feel like that when you say that your backup can be as far away as 90 minutes. You don't get any support for the job that you do once you interdict somebody that might be coming across the border. If you can't prove that they're a known felon, if they don't have a record in the United States, even though all indications may look like they're an MS-13 gang member, you have to let them go, right? If they don't have a prior conviction, they could have all the MS-13 gang tattoos on, and now under the new rules, you would just have to let them go.
That's correct. Unless we witness them illegally enter the country, and they claim that they're here since January 1st of 2014, we have to let them go. And one of the other things that is very frustrating, in very few jurisdictions along the border, and in most cases we've had to go to the local DAs, if you take a shot, but if you try to assault a Border Patrol agent, if you try to punch a Border Patrol agent while he's trying to arrest you, this is one of the few jurisdictions in the United States where you may not be arrested for that. You may not be charged with that.
That's because it is really, I know it must be a very, very frustrating job for you. Thank you so much for the work that you do, and thank you for talking to us. Sean Moran, Vice President of the National Council of Border Patrol Agents. Thank you so much.
Visit GCNLive.com today.